Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Crave by Tracy Wolf, narrated by Heather Costa and Tim Page. Zero. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. I stand at the outer tarmac door, staring at the plane I'm about to get on, and try my hardest not to freak the F out. It's easier said than done. Not just because I'm about to leave behind everything I know, though up until 2 minutes ago, that was my main concern. Now, though, as I stare at this plane that I'm not even sure deserves the dignity of being called a plane, a whole new level of panic is setting in. So, Grace, the man my Uncle Finn sent to pick me up looks down at me with a patient smile. Philip, I think he said his name was, but I can't be sure. It's hard to hear him over the wild beating of my heart.
Are you ready for an adventure?
No, I am not the least bit ready for an adventure or anything else that's about to come my way. If you had told me a month ago that I would be standing on the outskirts of an airport in Fairbanks, Alaska, I would have said that you were misinformed. And if you had told me that the whole reason I was in Fairbanks was to catch the tiniest puddle jumper in existence, to what feels like the very edge of the world, or, in this case, a town on the edge of Denali, the highest mountain in North America, I would have said that you were high as a freaking kite. But a lot can change in 30 days, and even more can get ripped away. In fact, the only thing I have been able to count on these past few weeks is that no matter how bad things are, they can always get worse.